I'm delighted now to welcome back to the Radio Cafe Tony Stromberg. He's a photographer, and his new book is called Horse Medicine. He will be speaking tonight and signing books at Collected Works at 5 in the afternoon. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you.
So this is yet another magnificent book about these magnificent creatures, these horses. How did you start photographing horses?
Oh, boy. That started about 15, 16 years ago, I think. I was in San Francisco. I was making a transition from... I was doing commercial work at the time, mostly advertising photography. I was very burned out, not happy, going through a kind of a dark period in my life. And a friend of mine I never saw on weekends, I asked her at one point, I said, where do you go? And she said, I have a whole different life on the weekends. I go spend 2 days with my horse in the country. Would you like to come? And I said, that sounds really interesting. And I did. And immediately, there was something about being around the presence of these very large, very powerful, very spirited animals that just sort of took me. And I started to photograph them. And I realized the more I spent in the company of horses, the more I was learning about myself, the more I was able to go through kind of a healing crisis in a way at the time.
Well, there's an interesting piece in your book. I mean, you write a very lovely introduction, and one of the things that you said was, although you had worked with, like, counselors, that your real counselors were the horses, you could go deeper with them.
Mm-hmm. Something about horses, and I've heard a lot of people refer to them as mirrors. And I think just because of the nature of who they are, they don't have a personality in the sense that a human does. You know, humans can manufacture themselves in a certain to a certain degree. And every human has stuff, basically. I haven't met a person that doesn't yet. But there was something about the horses and their behavior that reflected myself back to me in a very honest way that wasn't tainted or, what's the word, affected by human
ego
personality
and
or
things
ego.
Like that.
Yeah, exactly.
And so if you were feeling something, the horse would respond differently than if you were feeling anxious, it would respond differently than if you were feeling happy.
I think the biggest one for me was authenticity. I found, I think being in the advertising world a lot, you know, I also lost touch a bit with who I was. A lot of the work I was doing was very varied. I would shoot just about anything for anybody. And somewhere in that process, I kind of lost myself, you know. And I did a workshop with a photographer once, and she looked at my portfolio and said, you know, you can do many things very well, but I don't see who you are in here.
And
I think my work with the horses really brought me back to myself in many ways.
Do you think that person would look at your portfolio of horse pictures now or your books and say, ah, I know who you are?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, definitely.
Now, you have the metaphor of horses as mirrors. You also write about horses as dance partners.
Mm-hmm. That's another big subject all by itself, but I believe... you know, kind of a classic way of training horses, the old style cowboy way was, you know, I'm going to make you do this, and this is what you're going to do for me. And there's an inequality in the relationship. I think to really hit that moment with the horse, whether you're riding or just being with them, has to come from a place of equality, of seeing them as an equal being. There's a beautiful little book by a guy named... J. Allen Boone, called The Kinship with All Life, and he addresses this very well, more with his relationship with a dog, but it applies to horses as well. And he says, the communication and the connection that we seek so much with others and with horses comes only when you view them as an equal partner.
And yeah, as we dog lovers know, as horse people know, now have you... been riding ever since then?
I've been riding off and on. Not a lot. You know, I've found that the time I spend with horses on the ground can be a lot more profound.
Really?
You know, and it's
do they respond to you? I mean, what do you do together?
They do. You know, the work I like to do with them is more, it's people call it liberty work, but it's work on the ground with the horse without any hardware, without saddles, without tack, where you get the horse to respond to you in certain cues, and it becomes a dance. And when it happens, it's really a magnificent thing.
So, and I think you're already addressing this, but I wanted to ask you how your work with horses has changed you.
First of all, you know, authenticity, I think, is a big one. They brought me kind of back to a place of really knowing who I am and especially who I'm not. They've taught me, and I've learned a lot about herd dynamics since I started working with horses, and especially how they are in the wild, in a natural habitat. You know, how there's a lead mare, there's a lead, you know, there's a stallion, there are different bands, and the way that horses work together is very collaborative. It has to be. They're very, very aware of what's around them, even though that you may just see them with their nose on the ground eating. They have a very pronounced sense of what's happening in their environment.
Partly because they're prey animals.
Yes, exactly. They're prey animals. You know, and hence usually the lead mare is the one that's determined to be the most sensitive. You know, but if you notice, if one horse spooks or raises its head, they all do. You know, and it's a feeling thing. It's not a visual thing. They can sense energy so meticulously, for lack of a better word, that they're just in tune all the time. You know, when you see a flock of birds that moves together in unison or a school of fish, it's the same kind of thing. It's almost like a group mind happens. So as far as being in the world personally, I think they've taught me a lot about collaboration, probably more than anything. How to be an effective leader in a way, not by forcing or by making people do things, but by working with them, understanding what you're asking of them and not asking too much. I think it's important that we all enjoy what we do, and I think that this applies for working with a horse. When you work with a horse, it should be a joyful experience for both you and the animal. You know, and this could apply to working with dogs as well. Or
going to work in the morning.
Or going to work in the morning, exactly.
Now, the book is called Horse Medicine. We're talking to Tony Stromberg. What do you mean by medicine?
Medicine in the classic sense of something that heals, something that soothes, something that teaches, primarily something that's healing. And this came as a result when I did my, this is my third book now. The first book, Spirit Horses, came out. I got emails from people saying, I'd never been around horses in my life. I'm in an office cubicle, but something about the horse speaks to me, and something about that spirit of the horse that speaks through your work, I just love. I can't explain it, but I just love it. And I've always thought about that. Like, what is the archetypal nature of a horse that really speaks to people that are not horse people at all?
Right. I mean, it's almost like it's encoded in us because we've had horses domesticated for so many millennia.
Mm-hmm.
Or you wonder about that anyway.
When you think about, the horse has been part of mankind's journey for how many tens of thousands of years? I mean, literally, they've carried us on their backs across countries, across oceans, into wars and battles. I mean, it's been an integral part of human evolution for a long, long time. When I started to write this book and do a little research on it, I realized, if anyone that studied Jungian psychology, the horse is a very powerful archetypal symbol, and in that world, the horse is always seen as a bridge between the spiritual world and the human world. The horse in dreams is a very powerful archetype. So that was one aspect. There's something that, and I don't know if you know much about archetypes, but in Jung's world, there are basic human patterns that every single human on the planet has that everyone would recognize.
Like the deities of love or of war or of wisdom or whatever,
mm-hmm.
things like that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I also found, over the over a number of years, a lot of people have said, you know, so I feel so much better just spending time around the horses. I don't know why, how it works, but, you know, if I spend a couple hours with horses, I feel refreshed and renewed. Something changes in that relationship. So I've also heard a lot of people say my healing comes through my horse. You know, when I'm going through very similar to my own process or my own path, you know, when I've been having hard times and kind of look to my horses for solace,
yeah.
I found myself going through the healing process much faster. Their presence, something about their presence is just like medicine.
Now, on a completely different note, a lot of the photographs are these very beautifully detailed pictures of horses against dark backgrounds. How do you do that?
It's kind of my signature style.
Yeah.
I like very dramatic light. I like light coming from behind or from the side and from behind. I like dark backgrounds. I like where you just see sort of the rim light on a subject. You know, and after doing years of studio work, you know, in a studio setting up lighting, you know, I got a really good sense of light and what I like and what I don't. So it's kind of my signature style, but I also think the dark backgrounds really bring out the horse and that essential nature.
So you set up a big dark background behind the horses?
No, I just find them. Find them. Every location's a little different, but I look for, oh, like a side of a building that's dark or a wall or a grove of trees that's in shadow, something like that. And I'll start there, and I'll position myself accordingly, you know, depending on where the light is, and then kind of just go from there.
I love that this world of advertising, which on the one hand was so kind of inauthentic and unhappy-making, on the other hand gave you this gift of incredible craft.
Mm-hmm. I think, you know, I spent 20 years learning a craft. You know, learning about photography, learning about lighting. I'm completely self-taught. And after 20 years, I was really good at it, but I was burnt out. And when I started to use the tools that I had learned all these years and turn them towards the horse, you know, it was the tools and techniques I used with horses were basically a result of the 20 years of advertising photography. I just got to apply it to a subject I really loved instead of something I didn't.
Right, exactly. The book is called Horse Medicine by photographer Tony Stromberg. And once again, Tony will be at Collected Works Bookstore tonight at 5 o'clock. For more information, do you have a website?
I do, tonystromberg.com.
tonystromberg.com, and we will link to that on santafe.radiocafe.org. Thank you so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
You're welcome.